Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the H&B Lawn and Landscaping Podcast. This is Henry.
And Ben.
So we are going to, today we're going to talk about, we actually bought the blower, so, that we were talking about in the last episode, so we can talk about that, and then we're also going to talk about some, like the space that we have for all of our equipment that we buy, what we plan to buy next, and, yeah, it was basically a more in-depth of
yesterday's
podcast. And I'm going to try to do these more often now because I haven't done it for like a couple months. So
and can come over more often. So
now that it's not COVID.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the new blower that we bought, it is the Echo PB2520.
Hold on.
And I don't know the exact stats. Ben's pulling those up right now. We should have been more prepared for this. But yeah, so that is a really great blower. It's apparently Echo's, most powerful handheld blower. So yeah, Ben's looking it up right now. And, we actually put it to a torture test today.
Kind of.
So
I have to pull up.
Okay. So Ben is going to list off the stats.
I'll do it twice in case you didn't hear the first time. It's Echo, one of Echo's most powerful handheld blowers. It's the model is PB2520 from the X series, I think.
Yep, X series, which is Echo's commercial consumer line.
It is the three top speeds of 170 miles per hour. It is a 453 CFM, 24.5. 4cc gas two-stroke cycle handheld leaf blower.
Still looking for more stats.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
So yeah, it's a handheld. It's it has a curved shaft on it, or not a shaft, a curved tube. So it's meant so that you hold it with your left hand. However, I hold it with my right hand because it's my dominant hand, and I also spray into my left wrist, so there's that. That's basically two reasons why I...
When you buy the blower, if you buy it, it comes with a two-year commercial warranty and a five-year consumer warranty. That's not important. It's kind of important if you want the warranty, but if you don't want the warranty...
still get it anyways.
Yeah, so... That's something to know. It has a 70 dB noise rating.
Decibel.
Fuel tank capacity is 18.6 ounces, and it weighs 18.6 pounds.
Which is pretty light for what it is. Is that wet or dry weight? I think that's a dry weight.
Dry weight.
Yep.
Gas blower features a curved blower tube for reduced fatigue.
Yeah, okay.
That's what it says.
Sure.
But
that makes it just a little more inconvenient, but I feel like it's also a decent design as well. It's meant for your left hand, but again, sprayed wrist and right hand dominant, so that's just my reasons for doing it that way. So it cost about $150.
$149. Well, this is off the Home Depot site.
Yep.
We get everything from Ace. I don't know.
Same price.
Yeah. It is basically.
See, I don't know if I told you this last time, but I was checking out with the blower. Ben buys a pack of gummy worms.
Because it takes so long.
Yeah. So the amateur guy fills out the warranty card wrong like three times.
Yep.
And then they wouldn't add the...
She never asked the person. I think both of them's kind of like, they're both new because one, she didn't ask for our
Ace card. And then when I asked if I can put that on my Ace card, she said no because it's outdoor power equipment. However, I have an Echo PE2620 Edger on my account. That was $360, by the way. So that was on my account just fine. I have an Echo, RB60, rotary broadcast spreader, that is on my account. Even though that's not technically power equipment, it is still Echo equipment, and that is on my account. And I'm going to see if I can get my Echo SRM225 on my account, even though I purchased it before the account was even a thing. Because I still have the receipts and all that. So, I don't know. But, yeah.
And then look at, did you talk about, I think we should just talk about, like, the stats for some of our, I'm gonna look up all the stuff about, like, have you talked about, like, the Edger and Weedwacker stuff, and, like.
Well, I mean, yeah. So, you can look up the stats for the Echo PE2620.
I'm looking, I have the spider right now.
Okay.
It is the, I don't know.
Echo RB60.
It's Echo RB60, 60-pound hopper capacity, covers over 25,000 square feet of material.
Depending on how much you spread it.
Yeah, that's putting it to the full capacity, is how much you could get 25,000 square feet of material. Heavy-duty agitator prevents clumping and keeps material falling. Assembles in about a minute with three easy steps, and it is $111.93.
However, Ace upcharges, so I paid $130 for ours. So,
yeah.
Yay!
So Ace is a little bit.
So they upsell on things, but that's alright. Yeah, I mean, it's a really great quality, and we actually put a couple bags of Milorganite through it so far.
We put 230-pound bags of Milorganite, and that worked really good.
Well, we put, 16 or 15-pound bags, whatever, of Milorganite in there. It can hold 60 pounds, but the physical amount that you can put in there, not weight-wise, but just the physical amount of material that you can put in there without it overflowing, is about two bags of Milorganite, maybe three. But
Depending on if you get that.
Yep. So, and it also depends how small the material is and all that. So, yeah, that's basically what it is. They also make a salt spreader, even though you could probably put salt through this one. It just might corrode the metal at the bottom.
If it did, that'd be really bad.
Void the warranty if you put salt through it. So
you can change the size of, like, the pellets you're putting through it. So if you have it and you want to put those bigger pellets, which I would not recommend doing Milorganite if you're fertilizing your lawn. You can do it, but I think how small pellets to how big, don't know really.
Are you gonna have the chute all the way open or
medium? Not like. Or...
Yep. So...
It's interchangeable how open and closed the chute is.
Yep. So next, Ben is looking at the Echo SRM 225, I believe, for what I can see at his screen. Is that the right one? Yep, that's the right one, I think.
The Echo SMR-225 and SRM-225. It has a 21.2 cc 17-inch gas 2-stroke cycle pass straight shaft trimmer. It is $229 at Home Depot. I don't know if it was cheaper at Ace because it was on sale. I think
it was on sale for like $10 or $15 less than that.
A yard trimmer works with several attachments for a variety of jobs. Echo trimmer attachment speed feed head loads without disassembly. Lawn trimmer has ergonomic padded handles to decrease vibration.
There you go. Yep. And I'm also on the Ballard Inc. website, or just darwingrip.com, I believe. You can get a grip for it that helps taller people. So we're kids, so we're not going to get that unless if. I mean, possibly. Ace sells a version of that, too. So, you know, you just... If you're tall, that's pretty much a must with every trimmer. But if you're shorter, then that's, not a necessary thing.
The string trimmer... It has a 14.9 fluid ounce see-through fuel tank, and it in the head is the speed feed 400 trimmer head.
Yep.
I'm still looking at this. Yeah. It is 12.3 pounds, and this also comes with a 2-year commercial warranty and a 5-year consumer warranty.
That's pretty much every Echo product.
So
yeah.
The cut swath is swath swath. I don't know how to say that.
Yeah, that's fine. They know what they're talking about.
Is 17 inches. Basically, the cut diameter is 17 inches. Is yep. What I would say. The recommended line diameter is 0.095 crossfire.
Even though you can put like steel trimmer line, like the brand, not actual like the metal steel. You know, you can put anything. Fury line that they sell also on BallardInc.com. We don't have a code with them. However, you can do Brian's 10, Brian's Lawn Maintenance. There you go. So that is a code that you can use. So
I don't know if ours has it, but you have a knob on the side where you can interchange it and make it kind of like a combi system where Echo sells a bunch of edges.
That's the Echo combi system, not the actual trimmer that we have. But anyways, we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back with you. All right, everybody, we're back again. And we're going to talk about the edger that we got a little while back. He's pulling it up. You can tell we're totally prepared for this.
Yeah. It is the Echo PE2620. It has a 25.4 cc two-stroke gas cycle edger. It's the Echo PE2620 gas edger. Gives crisp, manicured look for sidewalk or driveway, whatever you're using it for. Sidewalk edger powers through tough, overgrown grass. Easy height adjustable wheel to get the dirt cutting depth. It is 422.62 at Home Depot.
We paid $360 for it.
Because at Ace. Or if you're getting it at Home Depot online, it's $422.62 or $71 per month. Suggested payments with 6 months financing on this $422.62 purchase.
Personally, I wouldn't finance anything unless it's like a bigger, like a mower or anything. Of course, that's just my opinion. You can go finance anything you want.
We're not.
But.
I don't know if you'll take advice from kids, but we've been in the. This is like the only.
Third year.
Third year doing it. Yes, we haven't been real. Last 2 years basically has been us just trying to earn a little extra cash. Now we're actually trying to get a business more getting there. And. So I would personally meet Henry. I don't have any. Really to say about that because I don't really know much about that, but Henry
and I buy everything.
Yeah.
Yep.
Were you gonna say anything?
Oh yeah. See, the only reason I wouldn't want to finance anything per se is just because of the fact that I know, sorry if the microphone volume changed, Ben just pointed the mic directly at me. So so what I was gonna say was, if you're financing something and you do not do snow removal or salting or anything, you have zero income for the winter. Unless if you get like another job or whatever. But we're just going to pretend that you don't and you don't do any financing. Or sorry, if you don't do any snow removal or anything like that. You would have zero income for winter. And then you would not have any money, unless we have it saved up, to pay the bills that you financed the things with. That's the only reason I would do that. So I'm going to put the mic back in the middle. That's my word of wisdom for this episode. So,
yeah. And no, we're not ending. I have a couple other things to say about the edger. Personally, I think it's actually really good. Me and Henry have both edged our house, and it's not. It actually was my first time edging my house. It took a little bit longer because I had to get used to it, and I've only used it twice so far. And today we actually edged the house, and it worked. It goes extremely smoothly once you know how to do it, and once you know how to do it good.
Yep.
So, some other things about the edger, it's a 2-to-1 gear reduction. It has a curved shaft, so.
The reason I went with the curved shaft and not the straight shaft is just because when it has the curved shaft, you're another foot away from where the debris is flying out of the thing. So then you're not in the direct path of rocks and dirt and stuff going in your eye.
So Also wear protection if you're going to do this. Me and Henry, we had to get on that more. Weed whacking, when doing anything, you should wear protection. If dealing with, like, big mowers, like, zero turns, definitely wear ear protection and stuff. And
We need to wear ear protection more, which don't do that often.
Because earplugs aren't that comfortable. If we had, like, I don't want to wear those. I kind of like wearing the bigger ones, so if we had
the
those.
The muffs?
Yeah, the muffs. Those, personally, those are my favorite, because...
For the company, I should buy 2 pairs of IsoTunes. Everybody that's listening to this probably knows what IsoTunes are, but, Ben, IsoTunes are
I think I have... Aren't they, like, earmuffs that have, like, the radio built into them?
Basically.
Yeah, my grandpa has wear those. I like wearing those. I go with my grandpa to split wood for him, because he does maple syrup, and he cuts down a lot of trees, because
my grandpa's maple syrup is better, yours.
No, we're not going to get into this in this episode.
This can be an hour-long argument if we want it to be. Which, you know. We argue about whose grandpa's maple syrup is better, even though it tastes the exact same.
Yeah, it's maple syrup is maple syrup. Henry thinks his grandpa's better because his grandpa puts it in Crown Royal's bottles.
Yep, Crown Royal bottles.
I've worn those before. They're noise canceling and they basically have a radio, so.
Bluetooth, yep. Bluetooth, so you can hook your phone up to it or anything.
I think my grandma has the one that has, like, the radio.
Yep.
Like, the satellite radio. The Edger has a 21 fluid ounce fuel tank. Has a 24.54 cc professional grade 2-stroke engine. It has a padded adjustable front handle grip. This one is, I like it better because it's taller.
But it's
like, kind of tall. It is taller and it's more slanted to, like, the right height for me. So I like that. And it's adjustable. So if you didn't need a different height, I don't know if ours is right.
Yep. It's adjustable a little bit. I can't talk today. So, that basically covers all of our equipment except the mowers. Our mowers are just yard machines. They're kind of not that great. To be honest, they're manual push mowers. They don't even have self-propelled. So, I mean, they're just trash cans, but they work, so it's fine.
My mower, I like it. It's a Honda. I think we talked about it. It's a Honda engine. It has self-propelled. It's a nice mower.
Yeah, but it's really heavy.
It's heavy and it's hard to transport for how we have a bike trailer and we don't even use it that much, but we use it for other things like
going to the gas station and getting drinks and stuff. Yep.
Yeah.
So anyways, I know we talked about literally all of this in the last podcast episode. However, now we're going more into depth with what we're saying. So, and then now with our space, we were talking about that before, and so now we have, I'm trying to get racks where we can put, I'm not saying like Equipment Defender racks or Green Touch or anything, because I don't want to like physically lock them, I just want to hang them from the wall. So I'm thinking about getting hooks or whatever, where it's like 2 separate things, and then you put the engine on top of it, and then the actual curved part of the engine that flares out is what's holding the physical, like, weed whacker, edger, whatever, in place. So I'm looking to get some of those, and you can pretty much get them online, Amazon.
If I know what you're talking about, if I correctly guess what you're talking about, I think Home Depot has them.
Okay, Home Depot, we can probably get them at Ace. And here he goes looking up on his tablet again. So, yeah, we just have a workbench, a Shurcan gas can.
Actually, we have a couple gas cans. So, Shurcan, what else?
Yeah. A Shurcan. We have another one for a 2-stroke oil, or a 2-stroke gas. And then we have another, so the Shurcan is a 2.2 gallon. We also have another 2.2 gallon that is not a Shurcan. It's like a Midwest can or something, which is the child safety lock on that makes me super aggravated. Which is why I don't like to use it.
Yeah.
So
we're still trying to find Shurcan's places.
Shurcan and No Spill. Those are the
good ones. Two. I can't find them anywhere. I've looked at Ace Hardware. I've looked at Home Depot. I can't find them at Home Depot, which is surprising. I haven't looked at Menards in a while because Menards don't let kids in because COVID. So, I haven't looked at Menards in a while, but now they're letting kids in finally, so I'm going to see you next time my dad goes. Hopefully, I can go.
Yep. And I'm also probably going to get No Spill, too. I like the shirt cans because it's got the thing that comes down, like, that pours the gas.
Kind of like a
The only thing is, though, is that once the tank is filled, you still have whatever gas is in the tube. And so, that spills everywhere, and you have to, you know... And I'm sure that's just me not knowing how to use it, but
yeah.
Personally, I think the no spill ones are nice as well, just because you can just push the like the thing or whatever and do it that way.
And if you have the chance to find a good size color differencing colors for a different kinds of gas, so red for regular, I think it's blue for two stroke, and then yellow for diesel. If I'm correct?
Nope.
No? Is it
red's for gas, yellow's for diesel, and blue is for kerosene.
Oh.
And then,
is there a two-stroke one or no?
Nope.
Just red. Okay, so if you have gas...
We would probably put two-stroke in the kerosene one, though, because we don't use kerosene for anything. So.
If you don't use kerosene, do the blue for... I would... Or just set it up however you want. If you don't have diesel for anything... you can do whichever color you would prefer for your two-stroke and whatever color you would... Red, if you have something that uses straight gas, put that in the red, because that's what it's meant for. Otherwise, it's blue or yellow, you can do two-stroke. Doesn't really matter, but if you have stuff with diesel and kerosene, just put it in red and then just label it two-stroke. So you don't mix it, you mix your gas up, because if you put the wrong gas in one of your, if you put the wrong gas in your mower... You're over a mower, you have to pay another. You could have to pay anywhere from $100 to like my mower, which is like $500. So you do not want to mess the gas up.
No, you could screw the entire engine if you put straight gas in two stroke or two stroke and straight gas. Because they're built differently, and that's why they take two different gas types.
Yep.
So we're reaching at the 21-22 limit or time mark, so that's just a progress update of how far we are. So, I mean...
Do we try to keep these shorter?
I mean, it doesn't really matter.
You want to do a little bit longer episode?
Yeah, we'll do a long episode today. I don't know, it doesn't really matter. So, we have...
What? 1 hour.
No, we're not doing an hour. We have nothing to talk about for an hour.
Yeah, we do. Our space.
Okay, yeah.
Our podcast space. So... Our podcast, right, as of right now, we have the laptop and one mic. So we're trying to get another mic and our mobile, kind of mobile devices, my mobile device, Henry's mobile device, mine not as much because mine's a Kindle Fire. We just use those lookups. We use them to look up stuff so we can speak to you. I'm not have this stuff on my mind, even though I sometimes memorize stuff on my mind. I don't. If we film videos in here, we would have the lights. We have two, how do you know the details for the lights?
Box lights.
There are two box lights, and basically we have not much relates to it. We have some camera equipment, I think two tripods. They are the Amazon Basics tripods, I think that's the brand, right?
Amazon Basics.
I think, yeah, that's mainly. So we have two of those, I think, right?
Yep, one's... Kind of broken, one's fine, so...
You just get for you to film. Do we still have two cameras, or do we only have the one GoPro?
We have a GoPro, and we also have, like a Canon or whatever, but the Canon is a piece of trash. So, yeah.
So, we have a table. It's just a table. We don't have the mic attached to that. We have a tray you would sit with on like a couch or something, hold that up, and we sold a lot of our Legos around a Brickland store, so we used to have a lot, but now we just have like a shelf with like puzzles and stuff, but you know, that's mainly our broadcast room, and then we have some other shelves, and
yep.
Want to talk about the workspace you talked about the bench. The workbench is a piece of thing.
4x8 plywood.
Piece of 4x8 plywood on top of a tiny desk, but it works perfect because it's about the size of a weed whacker and edger, so we can lay it on the table completely
and work on them without it being
hanging off the edge and tipping over. And we can have, it's big enough where we can have two people on it at once, so we can.
Yep. So somebody could be servicing an engine, another person could be like adding a speed feed or
changing a blade or something like that.
Yep.
Yes, it might not work at all times, but you we have to, well, one's on one side, one's on the other. You might have to stop at that point, and but if, at some times it can work. Like if you're adjusting the tire, the height on the edger for the wheel, I think ours can do that, right?
Yep.
If you're adjusting that and working on something with the pull cord or something like that, they're both on the same side, so you can easily be working on that at the same time.
Yep.
We want to talk about how we, our stuff is in our, in how it's lined up and stuff, how we have it.
Yeah. So we have two mowers and the Echo RB60 lined up. So it's kind of like, it's almost like a drive-through type thing where you kind of park it there and then you can like push it through and then, I don't know. So it's, we have them lined up. So then whenever we need them, we can just pull them out, put fuel in it or put like Milorganite or Scott's fertilizer or whatever in it, or weed killer or something, like a granular type thing in it. And then, you know, you can just go to a job with it. So, and the Echo RB60 actually fits on our trailer, so we can just bike to jobs with that.
We have a, you know what kind of trailer? It's a dog trailer, I don't know. Amazon apparently got the dimensions wrong, so we have a smaller trailer than we needed. So the mowers don't completely fit on, but it works because we can attach, kind of put the head of the mower underneath the handle that you pull down and start it, and that just stays there, and you just take another bungee cord and kind of keep it down. And then you just take bungee cords, put it over, and keep it down. So it works perfectly fine for what we're using for now, but as soon as we can upgrade to a trailer, hopefully we'll be able to, because it'd be really good, and we can get zero turns and other racks from, I forgot what we were going to get.
Equipment Defender or Green Touch, probably Equipment Defender, though.
Because they sell weed whacker racks, blower racks.
Sure can, gas can, no spill racks.
Gravity fed cans, I think. They have the gravity can fuel thing tanks, right?
Yep, 15 gallon.
They have attached DOT approved. I don't know what the word is for it, but it like clips in the zero turn tire. So you just put it, screw the two sides in, and then it can just slide right in and take, you can slide it out and in and take it the change.
Oh, the red thing?
Yeah, the red thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what that's called, but it is DOT approved. So Ben over here thinks that we're getting a truck and trailer the second he's able to drive, because he's like a year older than me.
So I'm.
But he's gonna crash our entire setup. So it's gonna happen. So. But if you start to drive, though, you're going to have to get all the DOT stuff and fill out the paperwork, so have fun.
What? You said you'd pay for it, though.
Yeah, I'd pay for it, but you're the one that has to fill out the paperwork.
So I don't care about filling out paper.
Paperwork sucks.
I will, if they give me a stack of paper this tall, to be able to drive a DOT, to be able to be DOT approved, then I will do it.
Liar.
So I can...
Bro, you will hate that after 10 pages.
So I can drive. I will sign every piece of paper I need to and do all the paperwork so I can drive.
Yeah, this is... When he said a stack this big, he
talking about a foot tall.
Yeah, like a foot tall, a foot or two, yeah.
I will do I'll take a stack of only paperwork I don't like if it's useless knowledge from teachers. If they give me a packet about an inch thick, because I can't just call it this because they can't see, an inch thick... Then we have a problem because I ain't doing it. But if they give me a piece of paper that say write a couple hundred words, I'm fine. I just write 99 words. You write word one time, fill it in with white font. Done.
There you go. So yeah, that's pretty much Ben's filling out DOT paperwork. So
I will sit in the DOT office and fill it out.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to go to the DMV first to have fun. You got to go to the DMV?
First, I got to pass my driver's test.
Yeah, here's how this works. He's got to pass his driver's test, but before he does that, he's got to get temps. So that's like 3 or 4 trips to the DMV alone. And then he's got to get his driver's license.
And then I got to fill out the paperwork for DOT. Then I have to show that I can drive up the trailer for DOT, and then I can finally, not really, though.
Well, I mean, you can just get a standard truck license, like not a semi or bus license, but just a.
You need a, don't you need a for DOT, you have to prove that you can drive with a truck, a trailer with like equipment on it or the weight of equipment on it.
Only if it's over 2,600 pounds or 26,000, no, something like that. You can comment in this podcast 2,600 or 26,000. I'm pretty sure it's 2,600. And
They can comment.
yeah, on like Apple Podcasts and stuff.
I don't know what Spotify is, but
Okay, so I'm pretty sure it's 26,000.
I don't know. I haven't even said
And
the
when it's
number.
26,001, you need your like special DOT license or
But you need to
whatever.
prove that you can drive with that, like that's like a
Okay,
semi
you
truck.
don't know what you're talking
That's
about.
like a
So,
semi truck, basically.
well, I mean, not necessarily. If you put like 20 boxes of 1,000 pound weights, I mean, you know, in a box truck, I
No,
mean.
26 boxes of 1,000 pound weights plus 1 pound of weight. Then you have to.
You also have to have like get a physical every like 2 years, so
Wait, for DOT, regular DOT?
yeah. And you have to carry your medical card with you
Really?
too. Yeah.
While you're driving?
Yeah.
Oh,
So if you get pulled over by a DOT officer, then
so
and you don't
can
have that
only
stuff.
DOT officers pull you over?
No. Standard police and troopers and state troopers
But
and
only DOT
federal.
officers have only DOT officers can look at your medical stuff.
Not necessarily.
Well, if regular officers don't
You
have a
don't think they
reason.
can write you like a $3,000 fine for not having
Medical paper?
a fire extinguisher in your thing.
Well, guess what I'm having? Five. Have one underneath the seat, one built into the steering wheel, have one in the trailer, have one in the bed. And then have one on the roof. Don't know why, but there's five. So I will never
Okay.
lose one.
All right, that's pretty cool. So, yeah, is there anything else besides DOT things that you want to talk about? Because this is getting boring.
What else can we talk about?
Don't know, Mr. 1 hour long podcast.
How much time do we have? What are we at right now?
Half hour.
We should have people, if anybody's listening, they should put in questions we should answer
Yeah,
them.
there you go. Do a Q&A in the comments.
Put in your questions and we'll try and answer as many as we can. Probably not many people watching or listening. Not watching, listening. But if you're watching, listening, put your comments in for any questions you have that we probably didn't anything we didn't cover today, because I feel like we covered a lot.
Yep.
Why don't we talk
That's
about
basically the overview of our business. So I hope you guys enjoyed. Make sure to like this podcast, comment any questions that you have, and subscribe to the
podcast
podcast
or our
on.
YouTube channel, H&B Lawn Care and Landscaping, I think.
Yep, H&B Lawn Care on YouTube. Like, comment, subscribe on videos on there. We're gonna try to post more on there as well. So thank you guys for watching. Do as I said in the last 30 seconds. Like, comment,
Yeah.
subscribe to everything. And we will see you guys in the next
Podcast.
podcast.